Manu Patra alerts dated the 3rd of July 2018. Supreme Court has disposed of a PIL which sought urgent steps for reducing pendency of cases and appointment of judges to high courts, saying steps are being taken and no mandamus is required at this stage. Supreme Court has held that a police officer need not obtain an order from a magistrate for obtaining a specimen of fingerprints of the accused under Identification of Prisoners Act. Supreme Court has reiterated that mere denial of a debt or liability cannot shift the burden of proof from the accused in a case of dishonor of check. Supreme Court has directed National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, to adjudicate upon all issues in Binani Cement insolvency case, including the question of Ultratech Cement's eligibility under Section 29A as well the legality of its bid, at the earliest. Supreme Court has sought a response from Uttar Pradesh government on a plea alleging that several fake encounters have taken place in the state in recent past. Supreme Court has issued notice to central government on a petition challenging retrospective amendments made to the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, FCRA, 1976. Supreme Court has told three witnesses in Kathua rape and murder case to approach the High Court for seeking protection from alleged harassment and torture by police. Supreme Court has extended by a month since the 30th of June deadline for the publication of final draft of Assam's National Register of Citizens, NRC. Madras High Court has ordered Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, to redo the charges it has fixed on the access facilitation and others, as its assessment of factors to arrive at these charges lack transparency. Delhi High Court has pulled up AAP government for lack of infrastructure and basic amenities, like water and toilet facilities, in a fully aided government school. Bombay High Court has refused to urgently hear an application moved by Multiplexes Owners Association, seeking clarification whether there was any order from the court for regulating prices of food items sold inside multiplexes. Central government has postponed the application of reverse charge mechanism under Goods and Services Tax, GST, regime till the 30th of September 2018. Bombay High Court has set free a man sentenced to life imprisonment in an 8-year-old acid attack case in a college romance gone awry after the convict said he had married the victim and intended to donate his skin for her plastic surgery. Mumbai bench of National Company Law Tribunal has reserved its order in an insolvency plea filed by Shrey Infrastructure Finance Limited against Sterling FCZ and Infrastructure and Sterling International Enterprises, subsidiaries of Sterling Biotech, a firm that is also admitted for the resolution process. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has sought an explanation from the Insolvency Resolution Professional of SR Steel Limited for rejecting the first round of bids by Nomital Limited and ArcelorMittal India Limited.